first of all, I just want to say that I'm really grateful for this year, you know, despite all that I've been through. I'm grateful for the fans, for the support that they've given to us. It's been a rough year, you know, as we all know. But, you know, I'm not going to use that against anything. You know, it is what it is. People go through injuries, they bounce back. And overall, I'm just really grateful.
So this is kind of a different game day because all the stuff that's been going on. How did you feel about the game today and just all the circumstances?
Oh, it felt pretty good, you know. Like I said, you know, thanks to the fans, they, like, showed up. The fans showed up today, and they came to support, you know, knowing that we wasn't going to go to the playoffs. But there's the kind of team that we are, you know. We're not going to bend down for nobody, you know. We fall down, and then we rise up. So we came out swinging today, and we got the win.
Ziggy, six sacks in 2 weeks. Were you feeling better, or were you just, it was a matter of you were fighting through what you've been fighting through all season?
You know, sacks come. Sometimes they come, sometimes they don't, you know. You can't really say that you had sacks because you're feeling better or not. But I'm just overwhelmed right now, man. I'm just grateful. It's a good way to end the season with a win at home and sweeping Green Bay. And, you know, we are going to be having a good New Year's Eve.
What was Jim's message to you guys after the game?
There's a kind of team that we can be, you know. We came here prepared to win. You know, we had a great week of practice and was able to come up on top.
Sense of win this one for Jim, send him out if there is, this could be his last game.
Oh, no. I love Jim Caldwell, you know, no doubt about that. He's a great coach, and he doesn't only teach us how to be football players, you know, he teaches us how to be responsible men. You know, it's not all about football. He made us understand that people go through tough times, tougher than this, you know, with people that have been going through health problems that are battling and fighting, that is tough, you know. And as much as we'll love to be in the playoffs, we got to be able to overcome it, you know. And Jim is a great guy, you know, and I wouldn't trade him for nobody else.
Ziggy, when will you allow yourself to think about your own future?
I think my future will speak for itself, you know. I just got to live in today. Tomorrow will take care of itself. And I know that is true because if and when I'm able to take care of what I'm supposed to take care of, the little things, the big things will take care of itself.
A couple more.
With all the attention and the scrutiny on your head coach, Jim, this week, did he reveal emotions to you guys at all? Like, could you tell after the game today that may have been his last game? Did he reveal emotional anything to you guys?
If you know Jim Caldwell, you'll understand that his emotion is on a flat level, win or lose. And like I said earlier, he's a great guy, you know. He knows how to prepare his troops for battle. And he's done a great job all year.
Last one.
Difficult is to think about what the season could have been, whether it was a few more inches against Atlanta or other plays that this team that had potential could be still playing next week and beyond, maybe.
There's so much we can do about it. You know, at this time, it is what it is. You know, we're not going to the playoffs. We had this win. We're grateful. And, yeah, it's been a great year. Thank you, guys.
All right, thank you.